I want to talk about this. If you or any of, well, if you're involved in junior sport at any level, as a coach, as a parent, as a referee, as an umpire, as one of the kids, or you were one of the kids, junior sport, your experiences now and over the years, because the Herald Sun today is talking about junior footy coaches running players as young as 9 years old, abusing umpires, being overly aggressive. Now, if the junior footy coaches carrying on like that, whatever the kids got. I don't think it's a modern invention, though. I remember myself as a kid, I think I was playing under 15 footy, and our coach, in a sort of a warm-up discussion, told us to refuse to shake hands with our opponent when we went out. Instead, we should stamp on their foot. He was a Collingwood supporter. He's a good guy, too, but he said, you don't shake hands with them, you stand on your foot. He's a good player, too. But he should have known better dealing with kids. My father, who was there at the time listening, who was a very good footballer, a good country footballer, captain coach of a team out in the Dandenongs at one stage, he was appalled. He said, I had to sort it out because I was captain of this under 15 team. He said, if I couldn't sort it out, I couldn't play or be taken home. Well, we sorted it out. It was a mistake by the coach. He forgot we were kids. And then another experience from me, as an Auskick coach, years ago when my kids were little and playing Auskick, the abuse from some of the parents was appalling. Even during training, you'd be out there and the kid would drop a mark and they'd be abusing them. I remember once going over the fence and speaking to a parent and saying, oh, lay off, lay off. You're just going over the top. Which he didn't appreciate. He stormed away and didn't come back until the kids had finished. But I then found out that one of the most aggressive and difficult kids to deal with, of course, was that man's son. So I tried to reach out to the kid. 96900 693 13 13 32. Anything you like, but your involvement, are the coaches out of control in junior sport? And it could be any sport: basketball, football, soccer, netball, tennis. Linda's on the line. Her daughter is a basketball umpire, had some nasty experiences. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Neil. How are you going?
A bit out of control, isn't it? How old's your daughter?
She's 19.
Okay, and what's been happening with her?
Well, she refs quite high-level basketball on. She refs Friday nights, she refs Saturdays, she refs Sundays, and she's been doing it for 4 years. She's copped various levels of abuse over the years, but on this particular occasion, it was almost as though the parent incited the team members, and his son being one of them, to clap her after the game to humiliate her because they'd lost by 2 points. And then once she said, "Would you mind? This is my place of work. Can you please have some respect?" He told her that maybe she should learn how to do her job. By which stage she was just absolutely shocked, started crying, and only then did people come up and support her and go, oh, it's okay. Then he proceeded to abuse the supervisor, got thrown out, has been reported, but it's a under 16 game of basketball. And the problem with basketball, you're sitting very, very close to the court. So, you know, you're hearing all of the jibes. Every minute, there's someone wanting to blame someone else for how their kid is playing or not playing.
So why does your daughter do it? She must cop that and think, oh, blow this, I can't be bothered with it.
Absolutely. And she has thought that in the last, since she's gone back, she's thought, oh, this is ridiculous. She's had the break from COVID. But the truth of the matter is they're 30% down in refs. Games get cancelled on Saturdays and Sundays. It is constant to have one ref on a basketball court because there's no refs at the moment. So she actually has a very high level of integrity to actually help her, you know, the association out that she refs for, to, you know, because she wants to provide a service, but she's at the end of her tether. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, making a 19-year-old girl cry. How old are you, mate? It's a 50-year-old bloke.
Oh, it's absurd. All right. Well, it's obscene. Thank you, Linda. Well, we're talking here too. I'll talk to Gil McLaughlin about it a little later in this hour. He'll be here in his regular spot. But if you've got a coach of an under-9 team, now, all right, they've got to have a working with children check. They've also got to be decent, I would have hoped, responsible sort of people. If a coach of an under-9, under any underage team, is abusing the umpires and threatening the umpires and carry on, well, I shouldn't be the coach. They really shouldn't, because the sport is a learning experience, not just a sports experience. If you're under 9 and you're playing footy, you shouldn't just, well, whatever, game, soccer or netball or basketball, whatever the game, you shouldn't just be focusing on the sport. You're actually learning something about life. You're learning about winning. You're learning about losing. You're learning about a team attitude. And if you've got the bloke that all the kids look up to behaving like some gorilla in the outer, well, he shouldn't be doing it.